Unionist rioters injured at least 27 people Monday night in Northern Ireland during the fourth night of protests over restrictions on the traditional July Orange Order marches, which often pass through Catholic neighborhoods. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden expressed his deep concern about the violence during a phone call with Northern Ireland's leaders from both sides. The Northern Ireland Parades Commission, which regulates the marches, this year forbid the Unionist Orange Order from marching through a predominantly Catholic area on the evening of July 12th, sparking the violence. Belfast-based political analyst Robin Wilson told Charles Collins the commission has an impossible job and more must be done to build reconciliation in the province.
This year, the Parades Commission decided that the Belfast 12th of July parade by the Orange Order could, as it's walking through North Belfast, go past the Ardoyne area, which is a Catholic enclave in North Belfast, in the morning on its way to the area where the Orange men listen to speeches and so on, the so-called field. But on the way back, it wouldn't be able to go past the same route. And that was seen in the Catholic community as a victory for the Catholic side. So this year the violence came from the Protestant side, whereas in previous years it had been the other way around. But actually the Parade Commission is trying to do an impossible job, trying to come up with as impartial a ruling as it can in the context where this is very heavily contested.
Is there anything to be done?
Well, the harsh reality is that it's now evident 15 years on from the Good Friday agreement that didn't turn the trick. That while we've had much less violence in Northern Ireland since the paramilitary ceasefires of 1994 than we had before the ceasefires took place, but nevertheless, the Good Friday Agreement did not lead to reconciliation in Northern Ireland, and we sorely need structural reforms to the institutions that have been established since the agreement so that they symbolise and encourage and stimulate and incentivise moves towards reconciliation rather than, as has been the case, consolidated sectarian division.